K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another episode right here of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, from a K-State University here, coming to you on this Sunday, March 8th, 2026. Very first time on this podcast. Once again, thank you for taking time out of your weekend to do so as well. We'll get you caught up on tennis momentarily. The women's basketball season, well, the run, unfortunately, comes to a close yesterday. I'll get to that as well and so much more here on this podcast. We are about, obviously, we're recording this kind of mid-morning here in Kansas City, Missouri. Blue sky, sun is out. Feels like forever since we have seen the sun out here in Kansas City, Missouri, dealing with overcast stuff, overcast clouds, cold, rain. Throughout majority of the week, and now we're seeing sunshine here in Kansas City, Missouri. Not seeing sunshine. The men's basketball team. Well, at least look at it from the fan perspective. Of course, Eddie Greer, K-State alum. Greg Grouch of K-State, current alum, right? Maybe the sun's shining on this. The sun's shining that the season's pretty much done. Because did I hear that right last night when I got back home from work? They were playing BYU in the men's Phillip 66 Big 12 tournament, which is going to be coming up this week. Oh, by the way, you got to turn around and play Tuesday. Not so. Well, obviously, you should. Well, we're going to be losing that game anyway, so there's that. But yeah, you could probably say at least there's a positive to the sun shining on this front, right? The Tang era will be completely put to bed as soon as Tuesday. As soon as Tuesday. And yeah, I've been questioning. Well, not questioning. The question is the wrong word. I've been saying that I don't think anybody's coming back from this team. Which, again, you're not a start. And notice I'm not even talking about the game because I didn't see the game anyway because I was at work. And, oh, yeah, by the way, same dong, same... My goodness. Same song, same dance. KU rules in Lawrence in Allen Fieldhouse on Kansas State. No shocker there. So there's that. As KU put 100 points on K-State yesterday there in that win for them. And K-State, you know, we're one game away from finally putting us all to sleep. And now, I don't know right now. I'm hearing Chris Mack. I'm hearing a couple other names right now. And don't ask me who. Because I don't know nothing. I don't know nothing about the coaching search. I'm hearing three or four names in the mix right now. I just have not been able. We've been on this K-State women's basketball run. I've been on baseball and all that. I ain't been really thinking about the men's basketball team. And that's saying something. And that's an effect that this program has been on a downswing. Even now, it was an upswing. Now, we cover all on this K-State podcast, this other K-State podcast, we cover all things K-State sports. But, you know, they've been on a downswing. If they were on an upswing, then yeah, you know, okay, we can roll. We can focus more on that. But I haven't. To be honest with you guys, I have not been, and I got other stuff going on right now, planning out this big trip here this week. It's a rarity that if you want to say a vacation or whatnot, if you want to call it a vacation or whatnot, it's a rarity these days that I'm getting that stage now in life that I need to be taking some, taking some there. So I'm planning that a big event at this time. Well, potentially at this. Well, it'll be past, but yeah, at this time. As oh, by the way, yeah, you didn't set your clocks forward, and I don't know what to tell you there as well. But at this time, yours truly could make history. I'll explain more about that next week. As hey, the podcast is gonna go on. Podcast is gonna go on next week. We're gonna stay on schedule as usual. That's the plan there. While EG3 is on vacation. That is the plan, or vacation slash on the road. Let's put it that way. Look, it just, yeah. I mean, from what it was several years, and funny enough, I keep, and I might, for laughs and giggles, go back to when K-State was up in New York. Madison Square Garden for that run to the Elite Eight, which, again, they were like 2 minutes away from getting to the final. That's crazy. That's crazy now, looking back at it. If Tang, Marquise Noel, yeah, Marquise Noel and Keontae Johnson, for sure, I agree, 100% drove that team. But you had other pieces, though. You had other pieces. The Ishmael Shoes, Desi Stills. That was my favorite player. Desi left-hander. Yeah, that was my favorite player. Now, Keontae Johnson, I followed him because my other college team was the Gators, and still is. And the Gators have been on some type of role themselves. They're the defending national champions, and they're going to be, all teams are hard out, but the Gator team has turned things around, and they're going to be hard out to try to go back-to-back. Which, I was, again, before K-State was even in the radar, the Florida Gators were my team. I almost went to Florida. Florida was in the discussion of colleges to go to, but I decided to go another route. Okay, life happens. Decisions have to be made. You better hope that, But yeah, I witnessed it, you know, not in person, but I saw the Gators go back to back, and here we are saying the same thing. But it's K-State Wildcat team, not even close, not even in the same zip code, not even in the same continent right now, right? And we say this every year, this team, no matter what it was. The Keontae Johnson, no matter it was Barry Brown, no matter it was P.J. Haggerty, this team cannot find a way. Now, I think it was the Barry Brown team. Almost beat KU, but again, I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole with that one. But again, it's fun. That's funny. Oh, that's not what I really wanted there. Now I got to go back, scroll back. All right, so you just got to wonder, you know, like, wow, if we would have got to the Final Four and all that, and of course, you know, everything that comes with it and all that, I mean, we're ways from that. And as this team is going to be basically going right back, building from the ground up, because you're going to lose all these players. I'll be shocked if more than three return. Let's put it that way, because I'm having a hard time kind of describing it that as well. You know, so I'm not talking about the game. Oh, by the way, KU blows out K-State in the regular season, part two, Dillon Sunflower Showdown, Kansas 104-85 yesterday in Allen Fieldhouse in Lawrence, Kansas. Eddie Greer, Pro Boxer Podcast, all things K-State sports. This season basically comes down to one game, obviously, for K-State, and that's the Big 12 tournament, which, again, if you've listened to the recent episodes anyways, that I'm strong that if you're in the bottom four of the conference, you shouldn't even get an opportunity to go to Kansas City. That's just me, the way it is, but hey, everybody's going to get an opportunity, and K-State's going to get their ticket here in this game. Yeah, let me go back to Peterson for a minute. Yeah, we'll go to Peterson for a minute here. 27 points for Darren Peterson. I think it was Twitter yet last night. I saw the sequence where he made three big plays in a matter of 90 seconds. Scored a ball, stole a ball, and then alley-oop, some sequence like that. And you have these guys, right? Trey White, who roasted us in Manhattan. I should say that for this guy, Melvin Council. He's the one that danced solo to court in Manhattan, Kansas. He had another game. He had a double-double. He had a 17 and 10 assists from him. Trey White, double-double for him as well, 23 and 11 rebounds, while Darren Peterson just went up and around K-State, 27 points for him there as well. So, again, I guess the sun can shine on this, right? The season pretty much is done. Weekend. And barring any off-the-wall stuff against BYU, if K-State somehow wins, which obviously we don't see that happening because they lost to this team early in the year. With a full team. Yeah, with the full team. With Abdi Bashir Jr., with Kamara McGriff, if that is right there as well. So I don't know if I'm going to have time to preview that game. I'm not sure at the right now, but there's just a lot of things going on in this brand of Eddie Greer's. So I was like, oh my gosh, it's here. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, so yeah, looking back at it, back that, you know, now have a chance, potential, look next week at this time at history, which if you would have told me that when I started, well, now I'm getting way off subject. If I started back running, what was it? It was around here. Several years. It seems to be an eternity now, but you would have told me I would have had an opportunity to participate in one of the biggest halves in the United States. I would have told you no. Absolutely not. Right? And we're on the doorstep of history. We'll see that completes itself. Next week, but yeah, man, I'm excited, nervous for the opportunity for it. So we'll see what happens there. But on the other end, for the basketball side of things, yeah, head coach Matthew Driscoll is doing all he can there. Calling timeouts like we've seen in the past. It's like I say, same don't keep saying that. Jesus Christ. Same song, same dance, right? We see whether it's Bruce Weber, Jerome Tang, Matthew Driscoll call quick timeouts. Frank Martin called quick timeouts. Try to avoid that long run in Allen House. And I'm sorry. I'm looking at something like shaking my head. I'm like, good grief. But anyways, yeah. But trying to avoid that KU run and all that other stuff and the crowd and all that. You know what you're going to get. That you ought to know. You know what you're going to get. But at the end of the day, you have to go in there and execute. And it just, you know, right now, it's we all know what it is here with this KU men's basketball team. Not very good. This program not very good in this. Oh, look at this. So, how about this? So, even with, and lately, this has been Matthew Driscoll's kind of tenure here. Driscoll's been sticking with an 8-man rotation. That won't probably change in the next week with the Big 12 tournament and all that other stuff. But look at this. So, Haggerty, yeah, I don't understand. You win without him, but when you get him back, you can't win. That's the most funniest thing about that, because how the hell we beat West Virginia with no Haggerty at all. He didn't play a single minute of it, and then turn around, you have him back, which thank goodness he did, but still, when you allow a team to drop that triple cheeseburger on you, 100 points plus points on you, you're not going to win the game. KK State did have four guys double digits, but again, that doesn't matter at this point. Kostic had 11 off the bench. C.A. Jones, lame ass three. Kamari McGriff had 17-7. Nate Johnson, 21-7. Seven rebounds, if you want to shame that. And Haggerty, 21 for K-State yesterday and 5 rebounds in this loss here. K-State ends the regular season at, oh, by the way, ends the season, regular season, 2026 regular season, 25-26 regular season, 12-19 on the season, and yes, 3-15 in conference play. 3-15. What has happened to this program in a span of 4 years from nearly getting to the Final Four and being a laughingstock, the Big 12? So that, and you're playing BYU on Tuesday. So in the Big 12 tournament. So we'll see. Yeah, I think for all of us that have followed the basketball team or a big part of K-State Nation or been a big fan of basketball or obviously play close to it, they know what's going on. So we'll see what happens as we get into the early of the week, obviously, and get this season fully out of the way. So the regular season's done, and now you have pretty much one game left. And yes, this book, Drum Tank Era, can be officially be put up in the bookshelf, baby. So there's that. The Royal Project Podcast, all this Kansas sports, you can get it. We're a podcast found free and available daily, which is core Kansas State content. Y'all know what it is. iTunes, Spotify, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Make sure you tell a fellow K-State fan about this podcast. Oh, by the way, we are a daily podcast. Yes, it's daily K-State podcast. Wildcat Bus don't stop on Friday. It does not. We continue to move it throughout the weekend, whether that's Saturday and Sunday, and two episodes, a daily podcast, sometimes two. Every now and then, lately, three episodes a day. You're getting content from this podcast, other K-State podcasts out here in Kansas City, Missouri. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. It's Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. KU rolls in part two of Dylan Sunflower Showdown and puts the end cap to the 25-26 regular season for Kansas State. KU 104 and K-State 85. This has been another edition right here of the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports with Cats.